time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, yeah. Don't tread on my God. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me.
Yeah, you can.
Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into the show. It is going to be an absolutely terrific Thursday, June 19th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Apologize for the little open mic conversation here in the studio. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please, please, if you will. Only pithy comments about the conversation. I love getting videos. I love getting long stories from you guys, but you have to do that after the show at 12 noon. Greatly appreciate if you would do that. One of the things that is very interesting, and we're going to talk about it here in the first segment, probably maybe even the first half hour, is the governor's race. Kevin Rinke, former gubernatorial candidate back in 2022, ran against Tudor Dixon, Pastor Ralph Rebant, Ryan Kelly. Very diverse field of candidates. Garrett Soldano, there was a ton of them. Well, in the end, a couple of days before the August 2nd primary, Donald Trump put his finger on the scale. Just a couple days before the vote, President Trump endorsed Tudor Dixon. Well, here's the problem. Tudor Dixon was extremely radically pro-life, to the extreme. The absolute extreme of being absolutely pro-life, no exceptions for rape and incest. A woman could have been raped by her brother, which is both incest and rape, conceive a child, and Tudor Dixon said on the campaign trail, which I agree with 100%, this is my position too. Why should the baby be killed because of the sins of its father? The baby didn't do anything wrong. Medically speaking, could there be complications? Of course. Could there be all kinds of things that would threaten the life of the mother? Of course. No exceptions. Because of today's medical technologies, threatening the life of the mother is almost less than 1%. It does occur. There are occasions that it does prevent potential death to the mother. But it's very rare. It's not as common as it used to be 50, 60 years ago. C-sections and all kinds of things can be done to prevent the life of the mother experiencing any trauma during birth, blood transfusions. There's all kinds of things that can fix the issues when they go medically wrong. The other component to it, Tudor Dixon was endorsed publicly by the DeVos family. They dumped money into her campaign to get her to win the primary. After the primary was over and she defeated everybody else, the DeVos family abandoned her. They didn't spend any money on her nor their friends due to polling showing that she was losing to Gretchen Whitmer roughly by 10 points. Kevin Rinke came in second, and we have more on this story. We're going to talk about it due to the fact that he got quote of the day yesterday from MERS News Service. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. 'Cause it's living on the road. Only made me tired.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one on this Thursday. Quote of the day was given by MERS News Service to Kevin Rinke on why he has not announced whether or not he's running for governor in 2026. I don't believe official campaigns should drag on longer than 12 months. Voters get worn out by endless fundraising and empty promises. Right now, I'm focused on talking about the issues that actually matter to Michigan. Well, kind of interesting, because we are hearing rumors that Tudor Dixon might be making an announcement very soon, whether she's going to run for governor or whether she's going to run for the U.S. Senate in Washington, D.C., challenging Mike Rogers. Sources that I've been talking with, that have been talking to her, says that she'll be attending the first Congressional District's fundraising event on July 31st. It's going to be down at a location in Milwaukee County. Bruce Rendon is the chair, very conservative Republican district, very Republican county. As a matter of fact, in the last election, November 5th, 2024, Milwaukee County got the highest percentage of the vote for Donald Trump versus Kamala Harris. Now, one of the things you have to understand is that this is a legal process. Once you announce your candidacy for an elected office, after you say it publicly, you must file within 10 days your campaign documents with the Secretary of State's office. In your affidavit of identity, you have to name the name of your campaign committee and who your treasurer is for your campaign. You have to file paperwork. You have to give them proper, constructive legal notice of your intent to be on the ballot. Now, for governors, candidates, you have to collect 30,000 signatures. You remember the debacle we went through back a couple of years ago? Perry Johnson, former Detroit Police Chief James Craig, Donna Brandenburg, and a couple of others were found to have used a signature gathering circulating petition company that basically manufactured signatures. And in doing a review of those signatures, was determined that they did not have enough valid signatures to appear on the ballot. So the field basically got cut in half. But then there was still, what, five, six of them standing up at the end. Well, when Tudor Dixon was endorsed by the DeVos family, Kevin Rinke, Garrett Sodano, and the remaining few, Ralph Rebant, took that as a sign that Tudor was going to be bought and paid for and controlled by the DeVos family. They attacked her on it. She had no defense. No, I'm my own person. Just because they endorsed me, just because they financially backed me, doesn't mean they own me. That's what they all say. But one of those candidates this year has already been endorsed by another group of the DeVos family, Dan and Pam DeVos, descendants of Rich DeVos, Betsy DeVos. I believe Dan is his second, or I'm not really sure. I think he's his second oldest son. Well, the problem is this. Dan and Pam DeVos have already pledged that they're creating a super PAC and committing $5 million to that super PAC to support John James, current congressman for the district down in Shelby Township in the eastern part of Oakland County. Donald Trump is not happy. Why? Because they have a very slim majority in the House with John James, supposedly a Republican, there in the United States House of Representatives. With him running for governor, not running for re-election to Congress, that creates an open seat. that open seat just happens to be a very, very, very purple district. I mean, it's like 50.5 to 49.5 leaning Republican. Historically, though, the midterm elections, which is coming up 2026, historically always goes against the president. The president that wins in the last presidential election 2 years later, because of decisions he's made, things he's done, tends to tick off a lot of people opposing the president and causes them to show up in mass for the midterm elections. Conversely, absolutely 180 degrees opposite of that, you have the people that voted for the president November 5th, 2024, very happy with the president, what he's doing, so they're not as fired up. Perfect example is this past Saturday, Flag Day, 250th anniversary of the United States Army, also happens to be the birthday of President Donald Trump, June 14th. What happened? George Soros funding the 50501 organization, PAC, whatever the heck it is, getting all these very liberal, progressive, socialist, communists to hold professionally printed signs around the entire country, organized in every city of every state. You remember the list I read for Michigan alone. We had local reports down at the hole in Petoskey, Charlevoix. They were everywhere. Traverse City. The list goes on and on and on. Those are the people that are absolutely motivated to get out and vote next year already. And it's not even 4th of July yet this year, the year before the election. These people are crazily insane to get out to vote next year. You that voted for Donald Trump, most of you listening to my voice, are you that insanely crazy about voting next year? Not at all. President's doing a great job. Tariffs are working. People are coming to the White House to negotiate trade deals. Donald Trump announced yesterday $88 billion have already come in to the United States Treasury in basically one full month of the time he announced on Liberation Day, April 2nd. Brian Pannebaker in the Rose Garden, a few of his auto workers for Trump. Donald Trump asked Brian to get up and speak from Michigan. He held up that big, beautiful chart of all the countries and the amount of tariffs that he was going to hit those countries with. $88 billion came into the United States Treasury already since he announced those tariffs. And some of them he even suspended and paused. 90-day pause on China. They're still paying some tariffs, but not all the ones he proposed. Well, here's the problem. That helps pay down the national debt. As a result of that, along with the announcement for the month of May, for the entire month of May, zero, not one person was caught at the border and released. Zero. Everybody that was apprehended was taken into custody, processed, and sent back across the border to Mexico. For the entire month of May 2025, zero border crossings. Illegal border crossings. Back up 1 year ago, May of 2024, under Biden, 62,000 people crossed our border illegally in the month of May 2024. Third good news item that came out yesterday afternoon, real job growth. 1.7% real wage increase for middle and low income workers in the United States for the first 5 months of Donald Trump's presidency this year. The last time it was 1.7% for the first 5 months of a presidency, Donald Trump in 2017. Under Biden's first 5 months, 2020 election, he took office on January 20th of 2021. The first 5 months of 2021, down 1.2%. Something is up with this guy, Donald J. Trump, being the president of the United States, that causes wages to go up. Stock market completely recovered since the announcement of the tariffs. There's some fluctuations the last few days because of the oil disruption going on out of Iran, not producing its oil, fighting for their life, sending missiles into Israel. They're a little distracted right now, along with the fact that they're not exporting anything. Completely have shut down their oil being put into the market. That causes oil to go up. That sees gas prices go up a little bit. Costco, Traverse City, Michigan, just a couple weeks ago, $2.69. This week, it's $2.89. Supply and demand, it's very simple. You disrupt oil flow, gas prices go up. They use it as a justification to screw us. That's what they do. I'm sure the supplies haven't been diminished that much to cause 20 cents a gallon increase, but they justify it, they use it, and that's what they do to us. Bottom line is this. Donald Trump does not want John James running for governor. I think there's going to be some serious pressure put on James to announce he's dropping out for the governor's race and he's staying in Congress. He's a young man. He can run again in 4 years. This next year, John, I need you in Congress. Do not cause us to lose that seat and potentially lose the majority in the House. I need every Republican to stay where they're at. Donald Trump will not endorse John James. My opinion, he's not going to do it. And if somebody runs against Mike Rogers, Bill Huizenga, Tudor Dixon, whoever, I don't think Donald Trump will endorse Rogers again in that race either. I think he's gotten the message loud and clear. Stay out of Michigan politics. Well, Kevin Rinke is biding his time. I think it's probably going to be in September on Mackinac Island. I plan to be broadcasting on Friday there and attending the conference this year. I think that's where Kevin Rinke and perhaps even Perry Johnson may announce they're running for governor. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news.